Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on.
If you learn to be kind,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God for a change on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, come on, come on. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Come on and make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures for all generations. Come on, let's enter in this day. Just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do and who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you just enter in right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I don't care what you're going through or what you're dealing with right now. I want you to know that God is able to deliver you out of whatever it is. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you would just trust him on today, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you this morning, oh God, that we can commune with you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that it's taking place right now here in this service, amen. Father God, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Lord, we thank you for new births and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul, amen, and those in our family, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that have kept us, oh God, and not ourselves. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we come to say, oh God, change us, oh Lord, and make us more like you. Oh Lord, put us back on the wheel, oh God, for you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. We mold us in the way that you have us to be, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your only begotten Son to save us. Lord, we can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. Lord, we come humbling ourselves this morning, oh God, that we may be delivered, oh God, from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give ear, oh Lord, to our prayers. Attend to the voice of our supplication. In the day of our trouble, we will call upon you, where you will answer us, and we just want to say thank you right now. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will release your warring angels to warn against any spirits assigned in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, teach us your way, oh Lord, and we will walk in your truth. Unite our hearts and fear your name. We will praise your Lord, our God, with all our heart, amen, and we will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy towards us, and you have delivered our soul from the depths of Sheol, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, do a new thing right now, God, and those in our family, oh, God. Lord, every household, oh, God, and every ear to hear on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, deliver us by thy truth, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for this deliverance on today. We thank you, oh, God, that you're goodness, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. Of course, in John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of this world. Amen. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you. Lord, created us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repented in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in sight for vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, all things are possible. But with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Amen. Lord, we do not come just to worship, just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 22:1-2, as the deer passes the water brooks, so our soul passes thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God, amen. Our soul yearns overwhelmingly desires, yea, even times from the court of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out to the living God. Lord, let it be our heart's cry. Let the fire burn everly increase in each of us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oppose the by free spirit of God, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed and taken out of the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let there be no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with our Holy Spirit, oh God, your tender mercy, love and kindness, that we may sing praises to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. For we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy in the midst of our hands. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, oh God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life be a living sacrifice. The sweet Savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and hallelujah, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, right now. Renew the right spirit within us. That the mind of Christ, hallelujah, within us will arise right now over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask the true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man. Hallelujah, we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory and honor. There is no one greater than you, Lord God. We declare and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is in front of us, and it's manifesting itself right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and it's taking place right now, and in the home of every believer, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. Move mighty in us and also, God. Let us receive a fresh new release on today. Let us receive fresh awe, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh matter. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, Lord, let your word be engraved on my heart and mind, oh God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Let you keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, there are many that are sick in their bodies this day, oh God, that I need the healing. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. Let healing spring forth speedily right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, speak to our heart on today. Let our hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Oh Lord, speak to the blood right now. What we don't like, the flesh is in the blood. Let healing take place in the bloodline right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we declare the prayer of victory on today. Everyone, we thank you that we receive from Jesus Christ of victory over all diseases, afflictions, and infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now in the future. We pray victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, and psychic prayers and spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers that rule the forces of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation, and hallelujah, and you shed blood of all these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare according to Psalm 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name, we come against all generational curses with the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by faith that it is destroyed right now. Oh God, move right now. Lord, we need you right now, God. Oh Lord, we need a miracle right now in this land, oh God. Lord, we come, oh God, humbling ourselves that the man may be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that the person to pick it out the land in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we, your children, may live in peace and hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Lord, if nobody can do it, you can, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you touch the mind of the world, oh God, that they will operate according to thy Holy Spirit. Amen. And those, oh God, that are wicked, oh God, that'll be uprooted out of their positions right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, your God, that answers by fire. Oh Lord, burn up all the workshops, tracks, and plans of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let them not manifest the faith of your children, oh God, for we are your children, the mighty kind of here. Lord, help us, oh God.
today. We come to be helped on today. We thank you for your ever-present helper and the help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, open up the windows in heaven and pour our blessing upon the life of your children, that we won't help open up the receiver, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow right now. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord God. Bless in a mighty way, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will lead us and guide us by the Spirit, God. We pray for continued guidance and peace of the Holy Spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All the blessings that are going and coming on today, those of us that are be traveling on today, Lord, we ask for traveling grace and mercy. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pull-ons, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we see the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right there, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ over nothing but protect us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, hallelujah, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the mind, every mind spirit, manipulating spirit, every controlling spirit, spirit of depression and oppression, fear, anxiety, and pride, every religious spirit, marine spirit, Python spirit, Jezebel spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ today. Every spirit of frustration, procrastination, stagnation, limitation, destruction, guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We command our spirits of blessing, perversion, emotion, and come out. Hallelujah. Cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. My Lord, my God, any spirit that's operating in us outside of the Holy Spirit, we speak you right now. We make a command on you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh God, right now as we come, oh God. Lord, we ask that he be forgiven for all our sins, oh God. We come praying with a heart of repentance on today. We come praying with a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of forgiveness. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare that our sins are forgiven and washed, amen. That we're cleansed by unrighteous according to 1 John 1 and 9 right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we receive our forgiveness right now, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, open up our eyes, oh God, to understand what you're speaking, oh God, to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Remove every spiritual blindness. Remove every spiritual deafness, oh God. Remove every spiritual ignorance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, open up the channels of our spirit right now that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. Let there be a great pouring in, oh God, this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help the unbelievers in this day, oh God. Lord, send and dress the right labels across their life that they may receive your word in a mighty way, oh God. That they will ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our words be seasoned with corn, oh God. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We call out our brothers and sisters out of the darkness to walk in the in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we lift up every man to your name, Father God. We pray that unity come when the enemy has caused division. We pray that peace come when the enemy has caused chaos and disturbance in that marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you will bless that marriage, oh God. Lord, that you will continue to favor that man, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you will strengthen the bond that you have placed man and woman to be, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to take faith. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. But yet we still will take it. Oh Lord, have your way right now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, have your way right now, Father God. Lord, we need you right now, God. Lord, we can't do nothing without you, God. But we can do all things with you, God. Oh Lord, help us over today, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us to get out of the way so you can have your way, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. For you are the way, oh God. You are the truth, oh God. You are the life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare the power right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our life because we're called according to your purpose and we love you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, because you love the church. The Bible said that you love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming. We thank you for your shed blood on Calvary, amen, that cleanses us, that heals us, that sanctifies us, that redeems us, amen, that makes all things me. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come to praise you on today. We come to worship the one true God, the Most High God, Yahweh God. And we just want to say, hey, we just pray to back our faith on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We're Christ's friend. We're chosen and appointed by God to bear His fruit. Amen. We're saved by God. We're sons and daughters of God. Amen. We are the temple of hallelujah. We are the temple of God. His Spirit dwells in us. Amen. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We deal with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are the head and not the tail. We are tongue and not beneath. Amen. We're joined to the Lord and we are one with Him. We have given our Christ's body. We are reconciled to God. We are minister of reconciliation. We are one with Christ Jesus. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. 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 We are the vendor, not the bar. God has made us to be a blessing because He has blessed us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, help on today. Hallelujah. We decree and declare our goodness of the Lord. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we are citizens of heaven. Every sense of life, and we are the expression of the life of Christ Jesus, because His life, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for the God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're saying, oh God, and what you're doing right now, God. Don't ask us to move mighty, oh God, like never before, God, in this land, oh God, clear out all the wicked ones, God. Don't we ask for the head, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, God. We lift up every apostle that you ordained and every evangelist, every prophet, the prophetess, preacher, and teacher that you ordained, oh God, this time that you will strip them us all with a supernatural sense, oh God, to keep on keeping on in your word, Father God. Lord, let us not be tempted by the world and things of possession of people of this world, oh God. And Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh God, for the life, health, and strength of our children and their protection, oh God. Let your heavenly protection be around our children, oh God. Let there be no preparation of penetration to the enemy, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let peace come and be still. For you are Jehovah, your love, and Lord of peace. Let peace rest upon and reign on the life of your children, oh God. Make a peacemaker, oh God, that you will pursue peace always, amen. According to my word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the fruit of your Spirit take root and manifest in us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put on us right now the full armor of God, amen. From the crown of our head to the throne of our feet, we decree the head that will come into the arm of God. And we take the shield of faith and we break every fiery thought of the enemy sent our way. May they're going to be burned up in their home, Lord. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we put ourselves loose. We sever our ties to the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We consent this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This body of the Lord stand in the air. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We speak in the fruits of the Spirit, oh God. We decree to pray all that you said about us, oh God. We thank you for promising the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your faith be manifest right now. In the life of those who believe today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, increase our faith right now, God. Lord, we believe, and Lord, we ask you to help us with our unbelief, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jehovah, not your name. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that our steps are ordered by our Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for ordering steps on today, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you that lead us to the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. As we enter in this morning, oh God, with all faith, believe, and Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way. Have your way in this soul just like never before. Hallelujah. For we know that you're omnipotent. And we know that you cannot reach us. So even over these airways on today, move mighty in and on the life of the children. Even in this home, oh God, we ask us to move, hallelujah, like never before. Please, everything out that's not of you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. All these areas that have been vacated, we ask you to fill it with thy Spirit right now, my Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask you to come out today with your most that all will be able to hear and receive on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree for the two men have all the gifts, so God, it's not about me, it's all about you, Father God. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing this day. But you've already said you made a great day for us, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you for keeping us. Amen. We declare the prayer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all is well with us and that we are blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that there are all things for sale, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, come on, come on. Let's enter in this one. Let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. You receive that prayer. Hallelujah. May it be unto you according to your faith. Amen. And all that's in your household. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah, come on. Let's go. Boy, I'm so excited about the things of God. Let's excite. Amen. When the Holy Spirit is moving. Amen. No hindering the Holy Spirit. No vexing the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Just allowing God to do what God does. Amen. You know what God does. No one can take away from it or add to it. Hallelujah. Welcome on today. I pray that you all can hear me well. I pray that you all can hear me well. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you with the love of Christ on this morning. Glory to God. It is September the 4th or 5th. It's today the 4th or 5th. September the 4th, the new month. Glory to God. God has kept us here in the month of a new month of September. We just thank God for another opportunity to be here for the one more time. We welcome you all on today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to personally welcome you. If you'll press 1, we want to pray for you and pray with you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Again, if it's your first time with us here, we welcome you, and we want to pray with you and for you. If you're online listening, we would like to welcome you as well. So call in at 845-277-9213, and we'd like to welcome you and pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. We welcome you here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas.
Hallelujah.
The senior pastor is.
Pastor Dorsey, amen.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika, amen. We welcome you with the love of Christ, amen. I'm so happy to be here on today. I thank God for the strength. I thank God for waking me up this morning. As a matter of fact, I woke up, laid back down, woke up again, laid back down. So I thank God for keep on keeping me, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. All right, we're going to just move on with our service on today. Hallelujah. I don't know if Brother Joel is here in service on today, but glory to God, we're going to have a song selection when we come back. We're going to have communion. So if you can grab your things for communion, please do so. Once we return back from this song, we'll have our communion. So go ahead and grab your things right now, and we'll be right back, and we're going to take communion. Bear with me this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, geez. Y'all give me just one moment there. I'll write it.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white. No, no one. nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Hey!
give you strength to make it from day, day to day. Oh, it will never, thank you, it will never, he's the same yesterday and forever. It will
prepare ourselves to take communion at this time. The Bible said in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquity, all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your broken body for your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. We remember your suffering, Lord Jesus. We remember when you was beaten and marred and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, Lord Jesus, so that our bodies may be healed. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we say by faith, by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us and for touching us and for healing us. So we now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your shed blood, Father God, is our atonement. It justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. It cleanses us. And it washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. And we thank you. And we now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving in our hearts. Everybody do say amen and amen again. Thank you, Lord. If it had not been for your blood, hallelujah, we can't even imagine where we may be. A lot of us wouldn't even be alive right now if it had not been for your blood. We thank you for your blood. Your blood covers us. We are saturated in your blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So that means that nothing can harm us. We are overcomers. And we are overcome by your blood, by the blood of the Lamb. And this word that you have placed in our hearts and in our mouth, this is our new testimony of what you have done. And we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. At this time, we have a song selection. We'll be back to preach words. Stay with us. Stay with us. Hallelujah.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me.
For every blessing. Give unto me. For every valley.
You used to trade
for me.
Send me. I don't deserve your
love. Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your
grace. Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your sacrifice for me.
For every blessing. Give unto me. For every valley.
You used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love. Your tender mercy. I stand amazed at your strength.
at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come to you. Amen. Well, bless everyone in the name of Jesus. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. I pray that everyone is have themselves in position to receive the word of God, to hear from the Holy Spirit this morning. Help me to join. I would like you to join in with me to help me to welcome my beautiful wife, this beautiful spirit, this beautiful woman of God that God has ordained for this time to bring his word, a praying woman, hallelujah, a dedicated mother, a dedicated daughter. She's dedicated to her husband, dedicated to her family, dedicated to the church. That's because she is dedicated to God. Everyone help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise
Amen.
On today. Amen. I'm so glad to be
Amen.
Here. Thank God for the word that's going forth on today. In the name of Jesus, amen. We welcome the Holy Spirit right
yes.
now to have your way in this place. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are here once again assembled in your name. Amen. We come this morning to
mm-hmm.
to tell you thank you. Amen. Because we realize this morning that there is no way we have been here without you, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for this day. And it is time for your
yeah.
word to go forth. We pray that you will till the ground of our hearts, that your word will be deeply planted and take root in all of us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that our faith may grow
yes,
depending
Lord.
On you fully in all things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come standing, oh God. I come standing on today as your instrument. Play me in the key, oh God, that you will have me to be in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I decree
yes,
right
Lord.
Now that you may have all the increase in me right now. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you'll anoint my mind, anoint my mouth, and to speak your word, oh God, and not my word.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus Christ. I'm steady fast, oh God, and hollow in your hands, oh God, I give right now. Hallelujah. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life right now. I give it to you now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I extend. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name, let your glory be seen on each of us, oh God. Let your glory rise upon each of us right now that's here in service on today. And I thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today, church. Yeah. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, living a Holy Spirit-filled and led life. Amen. A lot of times we don't hear, you know, many churches, I want to say, in my experience, talk about the Holy Spirit. Even as coming up as a child, I didn't hear a lot about the Holy Spirit. Amen. And how you receive the Holy Spirit. So we're going to talk about living a Holy Spirit-filled and led life, understand the truth about the Holy Spirit. So if you turn with me this morning to the book of Matthew, hallelujah. And I'll make sure that I don't move too fast and I don't speak too fast and making sure my words come out clear. So Pastor Manny helped me out with making sure everything is coming through clear so everyone can be able to hear and receive on today. Amen. We're going to go to the book of Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. And I'm coming out of the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. The Bible reads that, go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So this is what the Bible, hallelujah, this is what Jesus was saying to his disciples, amen. We understand the truth about the Holy Spirit and living a Holy Spirit-filled and led life is to understand what Jesus said and what Jesus did, amen, what is already done, amen. See, many people think that Jesus' final words of instruction to his disciples are found in the final two verses that we just read here in the book of Matthew, amen, hallelujah. However, these words were not the last Jesus spoke to his disciples. His final word of instruction to his followers was not go, it was wait. It was wait. See, we find this command recorded in the final chapter of Luke and again in the book of Acts. Being assembled with them, he commanded them, do not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, of which you have heard from me. See, for John baptized with water, but you shall baptize with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when it was here in the book of Acts, Jesus' final instructions was to wait. Wait for what? The promise. What promise? The baptism in the Holy Spirit. So Jesus told his disciples to wait before they go change the world. See, he knew if they went without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, nothing would happen. He was telling them, don't try to do anything I've instructed and called you to do until you receive this additional baptism. You're only be striving in your own natural ability and nothing of lasting spiritual value will be accomplished. Wait. Wait for what? I promised you a helper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, if you've been born again, the Holy Spirit baptized you into Jesus, and at the moment you were saved. Amen. But let me ask you this. Have you asked Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit? If not, in whose power are you attempting to live the Christian life? My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there are three baptisms. There are three baptisms. Many Christians are unfamiliar with the baptism in the Holy Spirit. In fact, most believers only know about water baptism. See, we can easily deal with this baptism because the Bible depicts it clearly. Take John the Baptist's activity in the Jordan River, for example. If you attend a church that says water baptism, you see it with your own eyes all the time. Still, the Bible mentions two baptisms you can't see with your physical eyes. You can only see the after effects of them in a person's life. Let us explore these three to understand the differences. Amen. Hallelujah. To understand the differences. See, first, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You probably already know about this baptism, but you might not know it by a different name, which is salvation. And 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, so by one spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are slaves or free, and we have all been made to drink of one spirit. So who is doing the baptizing in this verse? The Holy Spirit is. So when you and I experience salvation, we were born baptized into the same body, the body of Christ. Amen. See, the Holy Spirit is the agent who did the baptizing. See, this is the baptizing of the Holy Spirit, but it's not the baptism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand this is the baptizing of the Holy Spirit, but it's not the baptizing in the Holy Spirit. To the water baptism. Let's talk about the water baptism. If we are obedient to the commands of Scripture, we choose to experience a second baptism. And this one in water, this type of baptism is what Jesus had in mind when he said, go thee therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So this baptizing symbolizes our new life in Christ. And third, baptism is the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 3:11, John the Baptist refers to Jesus saying, I indeed baptize you with water unto the repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. See, John's statement here is one of just a handful of statements or accounts present in all four Gospels. You can find the other three versions of these verses in the book of Mark and the book of Luke and John as well. See, you'll also find accounts of the death and resurrection of Jesus in all four Gospels, as these events are obviously central to the gospel story and explain virtual truths. And hallelujah, the virtual truths believers need to understand. See, I believe it's significant that the baptism in the Holy Spirit is in all four as well. Hallelujah. Scripture, church, clearly shows us that Jesus is the one who performs that baptism, immersing us in the Holy Spirit. Yet because this baptism has been harmfully misrepresented countlessly, Christians avoid it to today. How could Jesus baptizing us in the Holy Spirit possibly be a bad thing, though, especially when it's so plainly present in the Bible? I've heard many people say, I'm not ready for that. I begin to speak to them. I say, Lord, take that away. I'm not ready for that. I don't want that part. My Lord, my God. See, Peter's Pentecostal sermon was a promise. This is the promise of the baptism, and the Holy Spirit came powerfully to the disciples in the book of Acts. Peter delivers a sermon immediately after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. See, in some response to Peter's preaching, a number of his Jewish listeners fall under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. See, the book of Acts in chapter 2, verse 37, it tells us that now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, amen, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? So it's like they're asking, what shall we do? That's a pretty bold, a broad question. How does Peter respond? Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. For the promises to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Notice that in the active verbs in these verses, Peter outlines three baptisms. He says, one, repent. See, this is the vital primary step in the baptism of salvation. Two, be baptized. Peter urges his listeners to follow Jesus' example by submitting themselves to water baptism. And three, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is third baptism. So as Peter indicates here, the Holy Spirit will not force himself upon anyone. He must be received. Amen? See, from now, from here on out, the third baptism continually flows the first two as an essential critical part of the Christian life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand that it's important that you receive the Holy Spirit, amen, to guide and direct you, to bring back remembrance that Jesus commanded us to do in this life. See, there's a great joy in Samaria. For example, in Acts 8, we find the evangelist Philip preaching and teaching in Samaria. After revival breaks out, many people are healed, delivered from demonic oppression, and saved. See, then verse 12 tells us that, hallelujah, if you want to go over there with me, I'm sorry, you are Acts chapter 8. And verse 12, I'll give you all time to get there. Acts chapter 8 and verse 12. That's Acts chapter 8, verse 12. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll give everybody the opportunity to get there, amen. That's Acts chapter 8 and verse 12. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter and verse 12 said, but when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Hallelujah. So when we look here in verse 12, it tells us, hallelujah, but when they believed Philip, hallelujah, when he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. See, two of the three baptisms are found in this verse. They believe means the people received the baptism of salvation. Then they were baptized in water. That's two. What about the third baptism, immersing in the Holy Spirit? Let's keep on reading. Let's go down to verse 14 and verse 16 to verse 16 here. It says, now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 16 says, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. My Lord, my God. So when we look at the scripture here, hallelujah, depending on what version that you're reading on today, when we look at the scripture here and understand and notice what this passage doesn't say. It doesn't tell us that when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John, who gave these new believers the right hand of Christian fellowship because they had everything they needed. See, in many of our lives, or many Christians' lives and in our walk, this is precisely what we were taught, or some of us were taught. We were told that once we were saved and water baptized, we had everything we needed to live the Christian life. Of course, now we know, hallelujah, I know that without receiving the Holy Spirit, that we was living a powerless and defeated life of minimal effectiveness in God's kingdom. See, Peter and John didn't dare do that kind of disservice to the new believers of Samaria. They were happy. These were happy folks, and they had received the first two baptisms. But the first thing the disciples asked was whether or not the new believers had received the third one. See, when came back, no, the apostle immediately addressed the situation. They laid hands on them, hallelujah, and they received the Holy Spirit. When you look at verse 17, if you read verse 17, hallelujah, the Bible says, then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, only then were these new Christians fully equipped to be all that God had called them to be. My Lord, my God. See, I've heard people arguing that the baptism of the Holy Spirit only occurred on the day of Pentecost, yet these events in Samaria occurred months or even years after those of Acts chapter 2, and this isn't the last time we see people experiencing the three baptisms in the scripture either. I want to say there's a pattern that continues in Ephesus. See, many years after the Pentecost outpouring, we hear about the Apostle Paul's ministry in Ephesus, recorded in the book of Acts 19. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 19. See, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not such much heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. How many of y'all got baptized and didn't know anything about receiving the Holy Spirit? You were baptized, you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you had heard nothing about receiving the Holy Spirit. Many of us, hallelujah, have been baptized or was not taught or was led to believe otherwise. See, interesting thing here, you are the people encountered were disciples who already believed, meaning they were followers of Jesus Christ. Now notice Paul's question, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Paul doesn't seem to have any doubt in his mind that someone came to save in faith in Jesus Christ, yet not receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. See, in other words, Paul knows that a person can be baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ's salvation, yet not be baptized by Jesus into the Holy Spirit. See, by the way, hallelujah, I love the response of the believers. We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. See, maybe these people went to the same church I went to, or some of us have went to or attended, hallelujah, as children or even as young adults or even now. Someone told them enough about Jesus so they could be saved, but they hadn't even heard of the Holy Spirit. See, Apostle Paul found this so puzzling that he decided to check and make sure these people were actually saved. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? When they said into John's baptism, Paul explained that what they were missing. Then Apostle Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
Notice what happened when the Ephesians believed, hallelujah, when the Ephesian believers received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, they spoke with tongues and prophesied. See, when we see this pattern again and again throughout the book of Acts, hallelujah, hallelujah, mm-hmm. hallelujah, we're talking about today, church, living a Holy Spirit-filled and led life. But you have to, hallelujah, receive the Holy Spirit. So now that the Holy Spirit of a living God can work it in you, amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
See, there are three witnesses in heaven and on earth. Now let's look at 1 John 5 and 7. 1 John 5 and 7, if you go there with me. 1 John 5 and 7, I'll give you all a minute to get there. 1 John 5 and 7. 1 John 5 and 7. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 1 John 5 and 7. I want to make sure I'm not moving too fast. 1 John 5 and 7. Amen. We don't have a lot of time here on this platform, but I pray I can get through it all
most of it on today. First, when we look at 1 John 5 and 7, there are three that bears witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. See, of course, the Word is a reference to Jesus. But do you believe what this verse says, that the Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are one? In other words, do you believe in the Trinity? And I suspect everyone here on today does. This verse says that these three all bear witness in heaven. Of course, we aren't in heaven right now. We're here on earth. So who or what is bearing witness here on earth? The next verse tells us, and there are three that bears witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. Here we have the three baptisms in, hallelujah, in reverse order. See, the three witnesses are, hallelujah, on earth are the Holy Spirit baptism, water baptism, and salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. See, each one of these baptisms represents a distinct work of grace of God, amen, that God wants us to do in our hearts and in our lives. Salvation is a miraculous work of grace upon the heart. Water baptism is a work of grace in and upon the heart of man, and a believer's baptism in the Holy Spirit releases within us the supernatural empowerment to do all that God has called us to do.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, as we've seen, Jesus commanded his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until the promise, the Holy Spirit, came. Amen? So why was that? Why? Because in Jesus' own words, they would be clothed in heavenly power, receiving empowerment to be witnesses for him all over the world. Amen? And to do even greater things than he had done. Amen? See, let me condense and summarize these three witnesses in a personal way. Hallelujah. When I was saved, I became a new person. I became a new creation. When I was baptized in water, the old person was cut off. Amen. And when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I received the power to walk in the new. Amen. See, that third baptism makes a huge difference. For years, I tried to live in victory, power, and purity. However, I experienced little but failure and frustration. After I received that third baptism, everything changed. Hallelujah. The wonderful intimacy with the Holy Spirit that I began to enjoy and become so precious to me at the time, and even right now, that I would shrink back at the thought of doing anything that would grieve him, because God's word was now alive to me in a new way. Amen. Hallelujah. I suddenly found scriptures coming to mind at critical times of need or temptation. That sense of anointing I had frequently experienced in the pulpit quickly came to be a part of my daily life. Hallelujah. Whether at work, whether at my shows, whether in the home, most importantly, inside the walls of my house. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What about you? What about you, church? I want you to ask yourself an important question. Have I experienced only two baptisms? I want you to ask yourself that today, church. Have I experienced only two baptisms? Have you experienced an immersion in the Holy Spirit that brought supernatural power and help into your life? Jesus wants to baptize you with power from on high. Why in the world would anyone say thanks but no thanks to that? Many Christians are living lives of defeat and frustration and failure, as I did before. I opened my heart and mind to this third baptism. I've tried living without the Holy Spirit's power, but I wouldn't go back to that way of living for any amount of money in this world. It's too wonderful to have God, the Holy Spirit, as a best friend. The Bible says, again, Acts 1 and 8, that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That's the biblical truth that can transform your life. Will you pray and receive the Holy Spirit today? Will you pray and receive the Holy Spirit today? The doors of the church is open. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Will you pray and receive the Holy Spirit today?
Amen, amen, amen. There may be one today that you heard this message say, which is the most important message, the most important word that you can ever hear in your life. Now, I'm talking about being outside of the body of Christ. Hearing this word, if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and this is this may be the first time you ever heard this, but you realize that I am not saved. Well, this is an opportunity for you to be baptized today. This is an opportunity for you to be saved today. See, this is the reason why that Jesus Christ, that he gave his life, that he died for you and I. This is the reason why God had given Jesus Christ in his life in exchange for our life, that we can be saved. If that is you today, we would like for you to press one today. Apostle Tywin and I, we would like to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. Now, there's nothing simple about salvation. See, salvation is entering into eternal life. But God has made it easy for you. He's made it easy for you. Do you believe today that God is here and he's ready to save you? Then press one. Even if you are online and you're listening, call in 845-277-9213. And Apostle Tywinik and I will help you to pray. Press one when you call. Apostle Tywinik and I will help you to pray the prayer of salvation today. Hallelujah. There may be some of us who already have been baptized. As we heard this word, you already been baptized, but you may have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost. You may have not received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Will you press one today?
Yes, sir.
Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you press one?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If there is something that you want to pray about today, if that's something that you want to bring to the altar today, will you press one?
Yes.
Amen. If you are looking for a church home and you believe that this is the church for you, will you press one? No matter where you are right now, whether you be in New York or whether you be in Louisiana, Texas, Illinois, wherever you are, we thank God there's no time or no distance in spirit. Will you press one today? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Father God, for anointing our ears to hear. We thank you, Father God, for opening up our hearts to receive.
Yes.
We realize, Father God, that you are here to save us. You are here to deliver us, Father.
Yes.
And we heard your word today. It is your desire that every single man and every single woman be born again, that they be saved, that they be filled with your spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father God, that we receive your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We receive your word right now in the name of Jesus. For we are that witness, Father God. We remember that the very time and the very moment, Father God, that we asked you to come in on the inside and be our Lord and Savior, and you did. You came in on the inside and you changed our life, and we can never, ever, ever be the same again. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank
we
you.
Plead your blood, Christ Jesus, your precious blood. We plead your blood over us right now, over our thoughts right now, over our bodies right now. We plead your precious blood over our families right now, over our ministries right now, over our homes right now. We plead your precious blood over every single thing that we are concerned about, every single thing that concerns us. We plead your blood, Christ, because this is our blood purchase from you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we say all is well with us. All is well with us in our home. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And will the whole church say amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have Cash App, you can Cash App those over to Pastor Chantel. Amen. At this time, our Zelle is not working, so just Cash App over to Pastor Chantel. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us to be a blessing. Dear Jesus, make
thank
us an
you.
Ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. You know, as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Amen. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your heavenly banking system. It's not frugality that you honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your words that you give seed to the sower, oh God. It is you that give the increase, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, those that give on today, oh God, we ask, oh God, let there be no lack in their giving. And those that purpose their heart to give, oh God, we ask that you restore them to your stewardship, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we begin to wrap up here, we have about 3 more minutes here on today. We have our announcements. Amen. Our announcements today here at the Gospel Public Ministry, where senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister on Owasta is Minister Lord Green. Amen. Today is September the 4th, 2022, here in Houston, Texas. And we just want to say, first of all, thank God for the word that went forth on today, because I believe many of us, and I speak by my own experience, did not know or understand much about the Holy Spirit when I was a little girl. I understand, believed in Jesus, was baptized, and I was a believer and a follower, but didn't know much about the Holy Spirit. But I thank God, amen, that God has touched my life in a mighty way, that I've received the Holy Spirit of the living God that operates in me, and it's such a beautiful gift to have and receive. So ask God, welcome the Holy Spirit, amen, into your life, that you may be filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. Our announcements today as following
amen.
Today again is Sunday, September the 4th, 2022, a brand new month, a brand new time that God has given us. Amen. So we just thank God for that. On Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. And on Sundays, we have our 2 services running at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you can join us at 2 p.m., please do so. Amen. Pastor Manning is heading those services at 2 p.m., so you'll be able to get a word from Pastor Manning at that 2 o'clock hour. Amen. So we thank God for Pastor Manning that will be preaching at 2 o'clock. Also, we have coming up in the month of September, we have our play that's coming up called The Middle Room, September 24th at the Midtown Arts Center. Make sure you get your tickets. Give us a call and get those tickets. We do have a special one at this time where you can get 2 for 30. Amen. We'll send you out that number. So look for your members of the church. Look out for the new number. I'll be texting you from a new number that we have right now. The other number was compromised. So we'll send that information out to you as well. Amen. Anyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of September, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Mother is celebrating her birthday this month, correct, Dorsey?
Amen. Amen. Saturday. This coming Saturday.
Yes, amen. Sister Kathy Hudson will be celebrating her birthday this coming Saturday. So we want to wish our mother a happy, blessed birthday. May God continue to bless her and keep her. We pray that God will continue to strengthen her and favor all the days of her life. We pray for long life, good health, and strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in Jesus' name, we pray to God be the glory. Amen and amen. I don't know anyone else that's celebrating a birthday in the month of September, but happy birthday to all that's celebrating a birthday.
through this month of September. We pray that God will continue to bless you all and keep you and strengthen you and favor you all the days of your life. May you celebrate many more birthdays in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Anyone celebrating the wedding anniversary? Press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you. We want to bless your marriage, your union, and happy anniversary to anyone out there that's listening online. Happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will continue to bless your union with his favor, with his mercy and grace and peace and joy and prosperity and long life together in the name of Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I do think that concludes our announcements for today. We do have our disciple training starting in October. Please get with me or Pastor Manny regarding the discipleship training so that you can get the materials that you need in order to be able to be effective in the learning as well as the teaching. In October, we'll start our discipleship training classes. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for today, I believe. That's all I have here. Amen. That concludes our announcements for today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you all was able to receive that word on today. And I hope it has taken root in you. Amen. And that you will not just keep it for yourself, that you will give it to someone else. Amen. Freely giving that to us, we shall give freely to others. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. Hallelujah. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity. We bless you to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one was able to hear the word of God. And if you heard this word, and you didn't get an opportunity, maybe you missed out on the opportunity, prayer of salvation, well, do come back to the 2 p.m. service, because we're going to offer this right here word again. This word is going to keep on going. We're going to keep on inviting people to Jesus. We're going to keep on inviting you to Jesus. Keep on inviting you to Jesus. We don't know the time of the day that God is going to say time is up. But while you still have time, amen. You might as well just go head on and receive all that he has, and that's him. Receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Enjoy the remaining of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Don't allow Satan to strip the word of God out of your mouth. Don't focus your so much attention on the things of the world or things all concerning self. Stay in the word of God. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you, church. Remember that Satan has already been defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you and may God keep you. If you do have more time, meet us again here at 2 p.m. Central. We'll be on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time and the word is going to go forth. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say what.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
Get that on a great day. But when I get